This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day where the campaign is being redefined even as we speak. Yesterday there was that horrible story from Chicago, headlined as Bodies Everywhere, as many as 16 people shot at a Chicago funeral home. They were attending another funeral and then a bunch more. The way it was being reported was up to 16 people near 79th and Carpenter in Chicago, police on scene. Sources say some victims walked into hospitals, others taken by ambulances, and officers even took some victims to hospitals. Okay, with all of that going on, the president has taken action. And I don't believe that it is unconstitutional action, though I assume that there are some people on the left who will say that it is. It's action to mobilize federal law enforcement under the Department of Justice and the ATF, the Alcohols, Tobacco, and Firearms. This is one thing Lori Lightfoot, the mayor of Chicago, has said, hey, Mr. President, you want to help with something, help get guns off the streets. Okay, that's what the ATF does, is make sure that people who are not supposed to have guns, including all kinds of convicted felons, don't. Now, this doesn't mean we're going to have federal agents in Chicago knocking door to door, but it means demobilizing these gangs. And this is one of those things I was thinking of. We have a situation in Mexico where it's one of the very few times President Trump has actually talked about getting the U.S. military involved in another war. Because Mexico has an ongoing war against drug cartels, and it's crippling and it's horrible. And the murder rate in Mexico, it's not the worst in the world, but it's disgusting. And the power of the cartels and the inability and the unwillingness of this current Mexican administration really to take it on is problematic. So at one point, President Trump said to his friend, and he says he is his friend, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the president of Mexico, hey, we'll send you some support to deal with your cartels, your gangs in Mexico. What he's doing is he's not offering to Lori Lightfoot in Chicago, because he is president of Chicago and the rest of the United States. He's saying, look, we're going to use some personnel to break up these criminal gangs that are causing this havoc in Chicago. And honestly, I don't want to compare them to drug cartels, because they're not as organized and not as formidable, but that means that they can be more treatable by a little bit more of a federal focus. Because if you look at what is happening in Chicago, and this is true across the country, a great deal of this is black-on-black gang violence, which needs to stop, which is a plague. And I do think the president has a winning issue if he takes the point that, look, you're either with the gangs, you're either with the criminals, or you're with those of us who are trying to round them up and get them off the streets, and as he said, make sure that they serve time in jail, because that is the biggest problem with Chicago. The rate of murders for which they've even apprehended a suspect apparently is about 20% of the recent murders in Chicago. Because one of the factors about the what's going on is that people won't rat on each other. There will be worse consequences for you if you give evidence against someone who is a murderer than if you commit murder. In Chicago, murders and gun violence up nearly 50%. Compared to last year in the city of Chicago. Now, it's in that context that President Trump, and we'll get back to the discussion of racism, by the way, which is just shocking poll results from the Wall Street Journal. But the Trump campaign is running an ad, which I'm sure will be criticized. It's alarming. It's effective. And it seems to me that it goes along with his statement today and his announcement today in refocusing the campaign in his favor. This is the new Trump campaign ad. It shows an elderly lady. She's sitting on the couch watching TV news reports about the lawlessness going on all around the country. And while she's watching TV, you'll hear it. Somebody's breaking into her house, so she tries to call 911. But you'll see what happens. Listen.
Seattle's pledge to defund its police department by 50%, even including a proposal to remove 911 dispatchers from police control.
Joe Biden said he's absolutely on board with defunding the police. Listen closely.
Yes, absolutely.
Hello, you've reached 911. I'm sorry that there is no one here to answer your emergency call, but leave a message and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Crime will rise significantly.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay, the idea that you won't be able to reach a 911 dispatcher, that may actually not be likely, but it's fair. The ad ends with the home intruder who you don't see because he's masked, but I think it's not a mask for coronavirus, actually grabbing the elderly woman. And, okay, and then somebody could say, oh, this is not realistic because you can't expect even if there were 911 to call. The 911 couldn't have come fast enough to protect her by the time she called. Okay, fine. It's an ad. It makes a point. The point is we need the police, and no one needs the police more than the African-American community. Look, this poll is unbelievable. I was speaking about it earlier today with Glenn Lowry. And they ask a very simple question. Do you believe that American society is racist? Yes or no? Pretty simple. By the way, I agree with Dr. Lowry that it's an emphatic no. And 56% of all American adults, this is a telephone poll, Wall Street Journal, NBC News, taken July 9th and 12th, and 56% of everybody says, yep, racist society. 66% of women, 51% of white people, 78% of black people, 82% of Democrats, 60% of Hispanics, 65% of 18 to 34-year-olds. Here's my question, and I'd be glad if somebody wants to try to answer this. If you believe America is so racist, do you believe that the government that we have in this country should reflect the public will? Do you believe that the government of the United States is so racist with all of the civil rights laws we have? Discrimination is illegal in this country, as it should be. The government is racist and it reflects the public will of racism? So how does this get fixed? If such a big majority of people believe that the country is racist, how do you fix it with government measures unless you believe that the government should be, quote, better than the people, different from the people? If you believe the government should reflect the will of the people, and you also believe the people of America are incurably racist, how is this going to work? 1-800-955-1776. Ron in Tacoma, thanks for hanging on. You're on the MedVed Show. And we will get to you right after the break. We'll be back and with more about white fragility explored and demolished on Morning Joe yesterday. We'll get to that.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Part of the problem in America right now is that people are incoherent. People are confused, and I think feeling a little bit battered. This new Wall Street Journal poll that shows that the majority of people think we're a racist country. All right, that same poll shows people evenly divided on removing Confederate statues. So is it possible that some of those people will say, America's a racist country, like it that way? I don't believe that's true, because people understand so almost universally right now that racism is evil and wrong. But in what sense, what do you do about racism if you believe, number one, that the government should reflect the will of the people and public opinion, and number two, you believe America's incurably racist? Then I guess the only thing you can do is march into downtown Portland and throw firebombs in the middle of the night. Though it's almost entirely white people who are doing that. Let's go to Ron in Tacoma, Washington. Ron, you're on the Medved Show.
Good afternoon, Michael. Just to make a comment on what you were just saying there before I get to my topic. Law enforcement already, times are falling behind already. 2 weeks ago, we had a grand theft auto. Recovered the car 3 days later, but we called it in within the first 5 minutes. Police didn't show up till well over an hour and a half later, so just throw that out there. But the reason I actually was calling there, Michael, is it appears that I heard a comment this morning from a Republican, prominent one, that had said a comment that the Democrat Party is starting to look a little bit like the new Confederacy. I think people need a history lesson here. They were the old Confederacy. And that poll that you're citing, I don't think that's 80% of the public or over 80% of the public that thinks the country's racist. I think you're just now getting the honest polls from the racist Democrats coming out in force. That's where you're getting your numbers from.
So you believe that most of the Democratic Party is anti-black racist, or do you believe that they're black anti-white racists, or both?
No, I think the Democrat Party, I think, to me, they're starting to look like a criminal organization. They seem to be more occupied with taking the White House and or any offices. I don't think they really care who the racists are, because before it was the black, now it's the white. They're just picking a side. This is just an end to a means to these people.
Okay, I do think that there's a problem, Ron, and you know what I'm going to say. You can't persuade people if you assume they all have bad motives. I was talking before. I appreciate your call very much, and thanks for hanging on. I hope you get your car back with such a tardy response from the police department. Sorry to hear that. Appreciate your call. Look, the problem with imputing bad motives to everybody is, when you read about the people who are being interviewed, who are demonstrating in Portland, or you see what my wife saw the other day, a group of very nice white suburban people holding up signs that say silence equals violence, and it doesn't. I mean, silence may not be appropriate, but it doesn't equal violence. Violence equals violence. Violence is evil and destructive and can kill you. Okay, and they were holding Black Lives Matter and kneeling. I don't think that the manager of the Washington Nationals, Gabe Kapler, was somehow evil, destructive, hating America when he took a knee during the national anthem in the that recent exhibition game involving the San Francisco Giants. I mean, part of the difficulty here is that right now in the country, people can't reconcile their sense of, well, things are going wrong, with any sense of what you actually can do about it. Let's go to Bob in Bellevue, Washington. Bob, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Well, Michael, I think one of the most important things on Trump's speech was he stressed school choice. This is so important in these minority communities that those people have a choice. And I think you read the article that Success Academy in New York, there's a waiting list of 50,000 students, and the teachers union is holding this up. I mean, and those kids in Success Academy score in the high 90%. You and I both live in neighborhoods where people make the decision to move to them because of the schools. And yet somebody that doesn't have the money can't make that decision. I'm 75 years old, and I can tell you, I wish Russell Wilson, LeBron James, these athletes, rather than just talking about something, would get on the school choice, which really would help their community. And thank you for hearing me out.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I was just thinking about it, is that people talk about reparations. Maybe some form, and you can call it reparations if you want, would be precisely that, would be a school choice program that wouldn't necessarily apply to people who are earning well, but also wouldn't apply based upon race, but would apply based upon people who otherwise would have no school choice because they can't afford it, allowing them to choose what kind of school they want to send their kids to. And by the way, in the long term, it wouldn't take money necessarily away from the ongoing public schools and charter schools. Great piece on charter schools by Jason Riley in the Wall Street Journal today. But I think you're right that that is prospectively a very profound and important issue. Rock star Greg Tomlin, who's working with me today, came up, and this is brilliant, Greg, and I don't know how you thought about it, but Greg reads and studies deeply and thinks deeply. There's a quote from Alexis de Tocqueville, and we're talking about America in the 1830s. And in Democracy of America, he had a brilliant insight on what we're going through right now. This is Tocqueville writing. He wrote, "The hatred that men bear to privilege increases in proportion as privileges become fewer and less considerable. So the democratic passions would seem to burn most fiercely just when they have least fuel. I've already given the reason for this phenomenon. When all conditions are unequal, no inequality is so great as to offend the eye. Whereas the slightest dissimilarity is odious in the midst of general uniformity. The more complete this uniformity is, the more insupportable the sight of such a difference becomes." In other words, no one looking at the difference between white Americans and black Americans could say that it has gotten worse, that the gaps have gotten worse. They've gotten much better. And yet people assume that they are worse right now. That is simply ignoring the facts. We will get to the idea of white fragility and much more coming up on the MedVet Show. Also, President Trump making an unwitting comment about Jeffrey Epstein.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Pentagon is reporting ongoing progress against ISIS in Iraq and Syria.
Building on the successes of our predecessors and firmly linked with our Iraqi and Syria partners, we are keeping constant pressure on Daesh to ensure their lasting defeat.
Briefing reporters from Baghdad, Air Force Major General Kenneth Ekman, referring to ISIS as Daesh. As violence continues to increase in cities like Chicago and Albuquerque, President Trump is ordering federal troops into those cities.
We'll work every single day to restore public safety, protect our nation's children, and bring violent perpetrators to justice.
The president also saying every American, no matter their race, their income, or zip code, should be able to walk down the street free of violence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Michael Medved Show.
And in the New York Times, they have a regular piece on tracking an outbreak where they have the very latest on corona numbers. And by the way, we didn't really spend much time on it, but there were numbers that were released yesterday that I think one could consider to be deeply encouraging. Is they did the first major test of actually who has antibodies, which is a way of measuring who actually has gotten the disease. And the idea is we now believe that, we know there are 4 million people, over 4 million people in the United States of America who have tested positive for coronavirus. And yet they're now sure that there are more than 40 million Americans who've actually gotten the disease. Now, how is that? It's because they've done these representative samples and projected out and testing people for antibodies. And there are literally tens of millions of people who had coronavirus and never knew it. Now, is that good news? Well, it is. It means that we are much closer, though still quite far away, from herd immunity, which might be what has been working in Europe, in places like Italy, where they have just not only flattened the curve, but crushed the curve. And it might help to explain why things in New York are so much better. Because apparently, as devastating as the numbers were from New York, the number of people who actually had the virus but didn't know it may be even higher. And they don't know yet for sure, but they do think that if somebody had the virus once, you're probably immune from getting it again, at least in most cases. You may not need a vaccine. So, okay, that's a little bit of good news. And then there's also this. The president's decision, reports the New York Times, to reinstate the briefings yesterday. He had a good briefing yesterday. And it was so much better than the old briefing and the old format. And he only took a few questions, which was smart. In any event, the president's decision to reinstate the briefings had appeared to catch Dr. Anthony S. Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, unawares. He did not attend the briefing, although the president said that Dr. Deborah L. Birx, the White House's coronavirus response coordinator, was right outside, right out the door. About an hour earlier, Dr. Fauci had said on CNN that I was not invited up to this point. So who knows if he was invited or not. But there is one place Dr. Fauci is certain to be, watching the Washington Nationals tomorrow. That's right, Thursday. He is slated to throw out the first pitch before the Nationals play the Yankees in the first game of the pandemic-delayed baseball season. Now, I don't know if Dr. Fauci is going to be wearing a mask when he throws out the first pitch or not. He's 90 feet away, throwing out the first pitch. In any event, the team described Dr. Fauci as a Nat superfan. His loyalty has shifted. In 1980, he said he had rooted for the New York Yankees as a boy growing up in Brooklyn. I was somewhat of a sports outcast among my friends who were all Brooklyn Dodgers fans, said Dr. Fauci at the time. Well, now a Nats fan, and good luck with that first pitch. Having thrown out the first pitch at a major league game for the Phillies, my boyhood team, you just try to avoid embarrassment. And no, I didn't bounce the ball, but I didn't throw a strike. And because the Philly fanatic who was receiving the ball had warned me, don't throw anything hard. Just lob it up here because I'm not wearing a glove. Okay, wasn't my most glorious moment, but not a complete disgrace. In any event, also not a complete disgrace, yesterday when President Trump, this is clip number five, Greg, the President of the United States, during his press availability, actually had a question from out of left field pertaining to the Jeffrey Epstein now imprisoned accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. She's charged with all kinds of horrible things. Listen to the question and the answer by the president, which is causing all kinds of hysteria. Listen.
A different topic, but it's one that a lot of people are talking about. Ghislaine Maxwell is in prison, and so a lot of people want to know if she's going to turn in powerful people. And I know you've talked in the past about Prince Andrew, and you've criticized Bill Clinton's behavior. I'm wondering, do you feel that she's going to turn in powerful men? How do you see that working out?
I don't know. I haven't really been following it too much. I just wish her well, frankly. I've met her numerous times over the years, especially since I lived in Palm Beach, and I guess they lived in Palm Beach. But I wish her well, whatever it is. I don't know the situation with Prince Andrew. Just don't know. Not aware of it.
Okay. I think the president's answer was fine. There's all kinds of film of him with videotape of him with Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't think he looks guilty. I think that's one of those times when there's so many grounds to criticize Trump. But that's okay. And for people saying that he should be fried for wishing well to someone with whom he had a friendly acquaintance, I don't believe that this is horrific. Now, do I believe that Ghislaine Maxwell is horrific? Yes. And probably wishing her well, he might have said, I am sure she will get a just and speedy and fair trial, something like that. But again, people are going crazy. Is he going to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell? I very, very much doubt it. We also have a tweet of the day, which I think is maybe worth noting. It's been liked 144,000 times. Our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet? I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, this is from Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts, part of the squad. Not such a good day on the squad for for AOC, who had a confrontation with Ted Yoho in which he reportedly, they said, used some harsh language with the Congresswoman, the gentle lady from New York. In any event, Congresswoman Pressley, from her verified account, tweeted out, cancel rent, cancel mortgage, cancel student debt. That's it. What a brilliant idea. What a brilliant program. Okay, what happens, Ayanna Pressley, if you cancel a mortgage and you cancel rent and you cancel student debt? Well, normally that means you're bankrupt. And that means you can never get credit again. No one will ever rent to you again. But the idea of cancel rent, I mean, it's one thing to say, well, the rents are too damn high, right? You can run for office on that. But the idea of canceling rent, what do you do if you're the landlord and you have to pay your mortgage? Oh, well, you can cancel your mortgage. Yeah, but then what happens to the bank? And that bank may be holding some of your savings. Its operation is actually important. And cancel student debt? That's $1 trillion worth of student debt. Doesn't that punish the people who actually paid their bills? We'll be right back on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael, you have the greatest show on the planet.
The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, right before the show today, I was feeling so overwhelmed by all of the stupidity surrounding us, particularly in terms of these ongoing demonstrations, which are contributing to the breakdown of law and order across the country. The president is trying to strike back. I think he will have a lot of support in that regard. But I was thinking about a very famous poem, a poem written more than 100 years ago, and just about 100 years ago, actually, by William Butler Yeats. And it's a poem called The Second Coming, and it begins this way. Turning and turning in the widening gyre, the falcon cannot hear the falconer. Things fall apart. The center cannot hold. Mere anarchy is loosed upon the world. The blood-dimmed tide is loosed, and everywhere the ceremony of innocence is drowned. The best lack all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. And usually they quote this with the center cannot hold the, and then just the end of the first stanza, the best lack all conviction while the worst are full of passionate intensity. Doesn't that seem to describe part of where we are today? But I will tell you, there is somebody out there who I think counts among the best. And that's certainly true, as far as I'm concerned, for Glenn Lowery, who was on the show today. One of the best and most needed, necessary, refreshing voices in this conversation. That's also true of Dr. John McWhorter, who was also a preeminent black scholar. He was formerly at the University of California at Berkeley. He is now at Columbia University. And I'm familiar with his work because our oldest daughter, English teacher, high school English teacher, loves Dr. McWhorter's podcast. He has a podcast called Lexicon Valley, which has nothing to do with race. It's all about language and the use of language. Dr. McWhorter was on Morning Joe yesterday, and he was talking about what Ben Shapiro said was an awful book, and it is. It's an execrable book. I dare anyone to actually no, because that means people would spend time on it. Don't even try to read it. It's so profoundly stupid, White Fragility, which is based upon the idea that you become a better person by basically hating what you are. Self-hatred is not a way to enlightenment or satisfaction. And it isn't also a way to racial justice. Here's what Dr. McWhorter said about the impact of that runaway bestseller, White Fragility, on black people. Listen.
what Robin DiAngelo has created is a way of interacting between white and black people where a white person is not to say anything at all about race other than amen on the pain of being told that they have practically physically injured the black person in question. And there are two quick problems with that. One is that it infantilizes black people in the name of treating us with dignity. There has not been a group of people in the history of the human species who require treatment that careful, even in difficult times. She doesn't intend it, but that whole book is one where I would assume that any black person who actually read it from cover to cover would feel like a white woman was telling them that they were 5 years old.
He's right. He goes on about the book. Listen.
Second problem, very quickly, is that there is no precedent in how societies change, including this one, for the notion that white people have to be this exquisitely sensitive to their quote-unquote complicitness in racist structures. That complicitness is real, but the idea that as many white people as possible need to take themselves into a closet and flagellate themselves daily about their complicitness in whiteness before we can forge social change, that is a radical proposition which Robin DiAngelo, unfortunately, doesn't seem to understand needs to be proven. Show me. I mean, there are all sorts of things that need to happen in black America, and I think we need to get out and do them the way we always have. The spirit of John Lewis is hovering over us. I doubt if he quite understood what this Robin DiAngelo business was about. You get out and you do the hard work. Somehow we're being told that the final step can't happen until all white people feel so guilty that they don't want to get out of bed. I don't get it. That may be some sort of sophisticated sociopolitical philosophy, but nobody has explained it to me, and you will not find it in that little book.
What's astonishing to me is people are actually paying a good deal of money for this. Robin DiAngelo, who's right here in Seattle, she teaches at the University of Washington, is making literally millions on her thesis. But what's wrong with her thesis? Listen to Dr. McWhorter.
I'm not calling her a racist, but I find her thesis to be discriminatory against basic black resilience and dignity. In that, what she's basically saying is that we can't take care of ourselves, that in order to be authentic people, we're supposed to pretend to be deeply hurt by things which roughly 10 years ago even we didn't know were insults. You have to actually read the roughly 25-line list that she gives in roughly Chapter 9 of things that white people aren't supposed to say. They can't say anything. The idea being that I'm supposed to be hurt when any of those things are said. And some people will say, well, no, she didn't mean you. But yes, she did mean me. She means all black people. No, I feel for George Floyd. But the book is not only about black people who are suffering. The idea is a general etiquette between all white and black people. And she seems to think that we have a lesser degree of strength. There is no black power in that book than any human beings who have ever existed in the 300,000 year history of Homo sapiens. I'm insulted for black people.
And we need to have John McWhorter on. We also need to cover a film with some artistic pretensions that has just opened up for video on demand. And it's a film about an artistic student aspiring to find her way by traveling, well, to a remote corner of the earth. It's called Sunlit Night. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Comedian Jenny Slate plays a struggling art student who wants to take a summer apprenticeship abroad to escape the collapse of her New York family. She picks an unlikely destination in The Sunlit Night, now available on various streaming platforms.
Norway.
Norway? Actual Norway?
It's amazing to be your apprentice.
This is just hard work. You're going to hate this.
And that fictional Norwegian artist drives her mercilessly in their remote island in Scandinavia's far north. They're also nearby a seedy theme park called Viking Land, featuring a very funny Zach Galifianakis as a make-believe Viking chieftain. But the plot, based on a novel, is so pat and predictable that The Sunlit Night, referring to Norway's famous midnight sun, may not be definitely worth the trip. It's rated R for lots of harsh language and one unnecessary and very clumsy sex scene. 2 stars for The Sunlit Night. And it's one of those movies where it's based on a novel, which I have not taken the trouble to read because the movie's so mediocre. But I can imagine that the novel would be a lot better. David Paymer is also in the film, and Julian Anderson, who you may remember from X-Files, all of whom have done somewhat better work. As a travelogue of remote Arctic islands in the north of Norway, however... Well, I can't think of too many better films in that regard. Tomorrow, we are going to deal with a new macro aggression. The sensitive people have discovered that the term Lazy Susan is both racist and sexist. Sensitive people... Yeah, we will deal with the Lazy Susan crisis. We will also talk a little bit about a new solution for Portland that was proposed by Ted Cruz. And this is very constructive legislation that the Senate might actually pass to try to deal with situations like Portland and other cities where the radical left is simply running wild and taking over. And then people might think that the pandemic and the lockdowns are ruining sex lives. You know what's actually ruining sex lives, according to a massive new study? Porn. We will deal with that and much more as we continue to soldier through a summer like no other. Baseball season about to start. That's good. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.